In September 2022, construction workers uncovered the remains of 44-year-old Stephanie Pavlons in a wooded area of Waukesha, Wisconsin. Her body had been hidden for weeks, obscuring the cause of death. Investigators suspected foul play as they launched an inquiry into her disappearance and the circumstances surrounding her death. Stephanie had a turbulent life, often in and out of relationships, particularly with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, 55-year-old Matthew Paul. The two had a long history, filled with ups and downs. They lived together intermittently, and Stephanie's daughter, 19-year-old Layla, felt the strain of her mother's unpredictable lifestyle. When Stephanie's body was discovered, she had not been reported missing, and her parents only learned of her death 3 days later, on September 12th. They noted that while Stephanie had not been in regular contact, her private nature made her absence less alarming. The last confirmed sighting of Stephanie was on August 23, 2022, when she accompanied Matthew to a medical appointment. Security footage captured them leaving their apartment together. She wore the same clothes in which her body was later found. After the appointment, their cell phones tracked them to the vicinity of the wooded area where her remains were discovered. Matthew returned to the apartment alone. Stephanie vanished without a trace. On September 17, detectives questioned Matthew. He expressed worry about Stephanie, citing her mental health struggles and medication issues. He claimed he hadn't seen her in weeks and was unaware of her whereabouts. However, inconsistencies began to surface in his account, particularly about Stephanie's belongings. Investigators found her pink water bottle and black purse in Matthew's apartment, contradicting his claims of discovering them later. As they delved deeper, investigators scrutinized Matthew's timeline and behavior. His narrative began to unravel, revealing deceptive elements regarding Stephanie's disappearance. Key details, including when he found her belongings and why he failed to report her missing, raised serious suspicions. The case took on an air of mystery as detectives pieced together a complex web of relationships and secrets. Forensic evidence, surveillance footage, and Matthew's conflicting statements painted a troubling picture of the events leading to Stephanie's death. The investigation continued to focus on circumstantial evidence that hinted at a darker truth lurking beneath the surface. As the investigation intensified, detectives began to explore the dynamics of Matthew and Stephanie's relationship. Friends and family painted a picture of a couple caught in a cycle of love and conflict. They recalled arguments that often escalated into heated exchanges. Stephanie's closest friends mentioned times when she would confide in them about feeling trapped, her voice trembling with fear. Detectives learned that just days before her disappearance, Stephanie had been in contact with a close friend, seeking advice on how to leave Matthew for good. This friend described a conversation filled with urgency. Stephanie had expressed a strong desire for a fresh start, longing for a life free from turmoil. It was a raw, vulnerable moment that brought additional weight to the investigation. The detectives also discovered that Matthew had a history of controlling behavior. Neighbors reported seeing him confront Stephanie in public, often demanding to know where she had been or who she had been with. This behavior raised red flags about Matthew's potential involvement in her disappearance. He was not just a boyfriend. He was a figure of authority in her life, wielding power that often bordered on possessiveness. With each new piece of evidence, the detectives built a clearer timeline. They learned that on the day of Stephanie's last sighting, she had an argument with Matthew that left her visibly upset. The confrontation had occurred right before they left for the medical appointment, a fact that compounded suspicions about Matthew's role. He was the last person to see her, and now her disappearance loomed over him like a shadow. Meanwhile, forensic analysis of Matthew's belongings revealed traces of Stephanie's DNA, which he failed to explain satisfactorily. When confronted with this evidence, Matthew's composure began to crack. Tension thickened in the interrogation room. He started to fidget, glancing around nervously. For the first time, he struggled to maintain his story, his voice wavering as he spoke. The investigation took a dramatic turn when a neighbor reported hearing a loud argument coming from Matthew's apartment the night after Stephanie vanished. Their testimony was enough to warrant further scrutiny into Matthew's activities that evening. detectives obtained a search warrant and combed through his home, looking for anything that could provide more clarity about Stephanie's fate. As they sifted through the clutter, a chilling discovery was made. A piece of jewelry belonging to Stephanie lay hidden underneath Matthew's bed. The detectives understood the implications instantly. It was a critical piece of evidence, potentially linking Matthew directly to the moments leading up to Stephanie's disappearance. The case, once shrouded in uncertainty, was beginning to take shape. But with each revelation, new questions arose. What had truly happened in the hours after the medical appointment? And what other secrets lay hidden behind the facade of love and control? The stakes were rising, and detectives felt the urgency to uncover the truth before it slipped away forever. The detectives worked tirelessly, piecing together the final moments of Stephanie's life. With the mounting evidence, they presented their findings to the prosecutor's office. Matthew was formally charged with her murder. The community reacted with shock, grappling with the revelation of the man they thought they knew. Many had viewed him as a troubled but loving partner. As the trial unfolded, Layla held her breath, sitting in the courtroom each day. She listened to the testimonies, the details of her mother's final hours stark and painful. Surveillance footage was shown, revealing the last known sighting of Stephanie, a haunting reminder of her absence. Friends spoke of the vibrant woman they knew, contrasting sharply with the control Matthew had exerted over her life. Matthew's defense claimed the evidence was circumstantial. They painted him as a concerned partner, highlighting his attempts to help Stephanie during her struggles. Yet the emotional weight of the testimonies put cracks in that facade. Layla watched intently as the prosecution laid bare the truth, revealing Matthew's controlling behavior and the hidden jewelry found beneath his bed, pieces of a puzzle that formed a grim picture. The jury deliberated for days, tension palpable in the courtroom. Layla could sense the shift in energy as the jurors weighed the evidence against Matthew. Finally, the day arrived. When the verdict was read, guilty of second-degree murder, a sigh of relief mixed with sorrow filled the room. Layla felt a bittersweet sense of closure, knowing justice had been served, yet the loss of her mother would forever remain. In the aftermath, Waukesha mourned Stephanie, her life celebrated by those she touched. Layla visited her mother's grave, a small bouquet of wildflowers in hand. She felt a connection in the stillness of the moment, a promise to honor Stephanie's memory. The relationship she had with her mother had been fraught with struggles, but it was also filled with love. As the community gathered for a memorial service, stories poured out about Stephanie's spirit. Laughter mixed with tears as they shared memories of her kindness, her laughter, and her dreams. Layla listened, absorbing each word, finding strength in the shared love for her mother. Though the pain of loss lingered, Layla's resolve grew stronger. She began to advocate for victims of domestic violence, using her mother's story to help others find their voices. In the face of darkness, she sought to bring light, turning her grief into purpose. In that quiet moment by her mother's grave, she whispered a promise to Stephanie, to live boldly, to embrace life fully, and to fight for those who felt trapped in silence. The echoes of her mother's love remained, guiding her path forward.